Ghetto Boys. Willie D.
We was living on Colfax. Pops had an old lack. Couldn't get along with T. Jones, so he rolled Jack. I was on Prozac before I was 12. Spent my senior year in high school sitting in jail to no avail. I was screaming out and nobody heard me. Messed around and got shot, but it didn't deter me. I think I was 14, so my ball was one trait. Cut my hair one day, left my crib and got sprayed and expired right away. Nothing to say, sad chapter. Around here, either you get killed or you get captured. Sister girl, I ain't know what you was dealing with. Pointed the finger at you, now I'm feeling like an idiot. But I'm wiser now, and I've seen the world. It's messed up how they treat us ghetto boys and girls. The doctors tried to resuscitate, it was too late. I got a daughter named Kane and a son named Blake, and they be asking about you all the time. I try to be a better man, sometimes I fall behind. So if you feel some extra weight on you, don't be alarmed. Don't move, don't flee, that's me leaning on you.
Crazy. Life don't faze me. For me to still be above ground is just amazing. Was nowhere being different gave me intangible wealth. That's why I took a gun and tried to kill myself. My folks got the blame, of course. I used to ask, why did God make my brother so tall and me a dwarf? This ain't no poor little me song. That's so phony. I got a good life. I'm just sharing my testimony. But could you imagine being me for 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year? Get out of here. You never make it. Life's not fair. Everywhere you go, people point, people laugh, people stare. They don't care, so I don't care most of the day. I feel awkward, but I believe I'm going to hell if I don't pray. As I lay on that hospital gurney, fighting for my life, I felt the demons touch my body, then I saw the light. That was you, I know it was you. Cause all the love in the world from my family couldn't pull me through. Lord, when it gets really rough, you're the only one that's strong enough to hold me up. That's why I lean on you.
Since I was a kid, we been in and out thick and thin, trying to get a win. Broke as fuck on the corners like a nigga had diplomas. Back in 1985, skipping class, getting high. Pat Turner, we were walking. I remember you was talking about this lick we was supposed to hit and turn us all the bosses. So we took that trip to Austin and we came back with this package that would later turn the strongest friendship into a scrapping. Ain't too sure about what happened. All I'm knowing is it was money. Had a nigga waging war against who I thought was the homie. Should've known this shit was evil by the way it did my peoples. The whole entire neighborhood fucked up behind this needle. Now we rolling in the Regal, windows tinted, I'm banging. Pistol grip on the front seat, smoking and steady drinking. Drunk and I'm steady thinking we probably should've left it. Cause every time that the nigga drops a record till we rested, it's depressing. But life and its lessons to leave us guessing. Getting out was a blessing, but lately your nigga stressing. Which leads me to this question, was money the only reason we feuded? Cause now that we got it, homie, let's keep it moving, let's move.